Good morning, good morning. Okay. Wells in every culture are very iconic. They're especially iconic in Kabbalah because they're beneath the ground, so they're beneath the level of ration. So you're digging to some deeper layer of meaning, and that corresponds to digging through a deeper layer of meaning in the self, and some chassidus that's very psychologically oriented. So the primary pasuk of today's Fasemis is a pasuk that describes the Be'er Miriam, which accompanied them throughout the desert for 40 years, providing water. It was a rock-type structure which produced water. It halted its water production when Miriam passes in the sixth parsha. That's where Moshe is instructed to speak to the rock. Instead of speaking, he hits the rock, and he and Aaron are banned from entry into Eretz Yisrael. Now, the song that celebrates the Be'er, four or five psukim, the Shira, four psukim of Am Yisrael, Az Yashir, Yisrael as Ashir Azos. So where's Moshe? Very stark contrast to Az Yashir Moshe of Bnei Yisrael. Here's Az Yashir, Yisrael as Ashir Azos. You can't help but notice the disappearance of Moshe on two parallel fronts, as the author of the Shira, and as the leader of the Jewish people to enter the land of Israel. There's a dual deletion of Moshe. Az Yashir Yisrael. So where's Moshe? Let's take a few steps back. One of the core psukim describes the way this well was dug. Be'er chafaru asarim, a well which was dug by leaders. A sar is a leader. But then it's also dug by karua. It's another word for digging. Nedive ha'am. Now, very often, Nedive Ha'am is just another term for leaders. But if you slice the words more precisely, Nedive Ha'am is an opposite of a sar. A sar is a formal leader, and a Nedive Ha'am is someone with desire. Nedive, a slave. Nedive, the word Nun Dalet Yud Beis, is very often associated with emotions or attitudes. So the sar is a person. But the Nediv Lev brings an attitude and a desire and a will. We'll see what that means later. The Sarim, the leaders, are described as Chofer Sabor. The Nedive Lev are described as Kore Sabor. So we'll see the difference between a Chofer and a Kore. And then the end of the Pasuk talks about their sticks that they lean on. B'mechokek b'mishan olsam. Mechokek is like a scepter, and a mishan is a scepter that you would lean on if you're walking with that stick. It's a very obviously metaphoric pasuk that describes a well which was dug by leaders. It was dug by Nedive Am with their sticks that they leaned on. Okay. The well is first dug by leaders. Leaders, of course, are Avos, Moshe Rabbeinu, Tzadikim. To make that first incision in virgin lands that's hard, you need people of high standing and high accomplishment. You need the Sarim. Sarim, of course, are not just political leaders, but they're moral leaders. So the Sarim have to start the Chafira process. But the Nedive Am are the simple people. Those are the people who aren't aristocratic, who aren't necessarily maybe even educated. They're not necessarily seen as Tzadikim, but they have Nedivos Lev. They have desire. They have will. They've got investment. They're capable not just of Chafira, but they're capable of karua. Karua is a deeper level of digging than chafira. So when trying to uncover Torah, spirituality, and trying to spread that Torah, when trying to discover HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the initial stage of the process has to be launched by a sar. We talked about this last week in Parshas Korach, the difference between a tzaddik and a commoner. So the sar has to create that first thrust. But the commoner, because he doesn't have his intellect or his aristocratic accomplishment to fall back on, he has to bring such desire, such will, such longing, such investment. And not only can he replicate the efforts of the Tsar, but he can even accomplish more. He can not just be a Chofer, he can be a Korah. Kaf, Vav, Resh, Hey. And his ability to be a Korah is evidenced primarily in what the Tzvas Emes calls the ability not just to dig deeper, but to spread spirituality to olamos tachtonim, even to areas that the tzaddik can't necessarily access because his position is too lofty. At a certain point, this is the struggle of Hasidus. This is the struggle of human religious experience. The religious spirit within you wants to draw you away from this earth. wants to draw you toward Shemayim, wants to draw you to the timeless, to the eternal, to the infinite, and you're drawn away from this world. Why should I care about this world? Why should I care about sports and money and politics and people, not in a rude way, and anything that's time-bound when I could be involved in a timeless world of eternity? So you see that movement away from this world, and the irony is the more engaged you become spiritually, the more disengaged you may become from this world. The commoner doesn't have that same type of challenge because he's more grounded, because there's not a cognitive study of the timeless. There's more of an internal goodness, and he's more grounded in this world. And if in Kabbalah the challenge is not just personal for you to discover HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the challenge is cosmic, for you to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence to every aspect of this world, so the commoner may have more success than the Tsar. The Nadiv Lev will have greater success than the Tsar. So that's what this pasuk conveys. It's a well that has to be started by the Tsar, but the commoner, the Nadiv Lev, can not just perform Chafira, but Kriya, but can dig deeper. That's the first part of this Sfas Emes. The second part of this Sfas Emes is that's exactly the difference between Moshe and this new generation. The reason Moshe is not part of the Shira is because this is not the Shira of the aristocratic Moshe who is being drawn away from this world because of his religious success. And that's why Moshe is not chosen as the leader for the next generation. It's not a punishment, chas v'shalom. It's just Moshe can't, quote unquote, sink to that level and bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence to every part of this reality as much as the commoner can, because Moshe Rabbeinu has become detached from this reality because of his spiritual draw away from this reality. He's now become an Ish Elokim. So it's harder for him to be in a Div Lev and stretch HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence to every part of this reality. So Moshe is replaced by a new generation. That's why Moshe does not appear in the Shira, although he appears in the previous Shira. That's why this Shira doesn't appear in Parshas B'Shalach. When would you think this Shira should be said in Parshas B'Shalach? For two reasons. A, because it's right after the Shira Sayam. B, that's when the Be'er started to operate. So you would think that you should offer the Shira to the Be'er the first day they received the water. Why are they waiting 40 years to thank the Be'er for water? Why is this in Parshas Chukas, not in Parshas B'Shalach? The answer is this is a post-fallen Shira. This is a Shira of people after they've fallen, after they've sinned, after they've wandered 40 years in the desert, but they are now grounded in the common, and they can metaphorically dig this Be'er. Everything is a metaphor, so when you're digging the Be'er, remember the Nesi'im would show up at the Be'er and dig and draw a little line from the Be'er to the place that their Shevet was. So it wasn't just a passive receipt of water, it was an active participation. So when they would draw that water, it would remind them, I've got to draw Hashem's presence to every part of this world, just like I'm drawing the water from the Be'er. So that's part two of the Sfas Emes. Part one of the Sfas Emes is the discrepancy, the contrast between a Tsar and a Nadiv Lev. A Tsar has to start, but a Nadiv Lev can go deeper. A Tsar is in a successful tzaddik, a Nadiv Lev is a common person. Ironically, he's more successful because he's less successful in becoming a tzaddik. He's more pashut. He has Nadiv Salev. The third part of this is, why do those commoners have their stick? Why is it called Mash'ein Osam and a Mechokek? It's strange words for a stick. It's not called a Mateh. It's not called a Makel. It's called a Mechokek B'Mish'an Osam. Mish'an Osam comes from the word leaning. You lean on a stick. That's why a stick is called a Mash'ein Osam. It's something you lean on. Lishain, Ein Lano Lishain, El Avinu Shevashamayim. So it connotes Emunah. What are they believing in? They're believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, obviously. But they're also believing in, this is important, the Mechokek. They're believing in a Chakak, means something that you carve out. Every Jew has a deep engraving in their identity of Hashem's presence, even if they're a Rasha, even if they violate Halacha, even if they don't reflect HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they have a Mechokek. They have a very, very deep, this is one of, if not the most important, thesis of Chassidus, that every Jew has a part of Hashem deeply engraved on their identity, that's immutable and that's indestructible. And no matter how far a Jew journeys and wanders, no matter how far they disobey, no matter how drastic the fall is, that is simply irremovable. And that's called the deep, in the Sfas Emes' language in this week's Parsha, Ve'ayideh bitachon b'habare, you believe in Hashem, but also, Shiesh li olam k'tzas reshima, there's a little engravement, a little mark, B'chol ish Yisrael. So if you have a Mashain, you believe in that mechokek. Mechokek is like a carving. If you believe in the mechokek, that Hashem was engraved this deep imprint on every single Jewish heart, then you can not just bring a Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence to the entire world, you can bring a Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence to every Jew. Does this sound familiar to you? The Hasidus that you see this most in the modern period is Chabad. Most Hasidus have become very insular after World War II, as World War II ravaged and eviscerated Hasidus. The Hasidus today that most resembles this aspect of classic Hasidus is Chabad. And every Jew, you can be Mechal Shabbos, you can eat Tarfus, you can be over on Kibbutz Chamuros, you still have a deep engraving of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence, and I believe in that engraving, and I will find that engraving, and I will try as best as I can to draw you back through that deep engraving. So there are three parts to this very complicated Tzvasenes. Number one, two different ways to dig, two different people digging, two different effects to the digging, a launch, and then a ability to stretch and expand the digging to a broader reality that a commoner who's in a div lathe is better capable of. Number two, this discrepancy highlights the difference between Moshe and the new generation. Moshe is omitted from this year. He's omitted from entering the land because he's too much of a tzaddik. He can't descend to that level. It's not a punishment, it's a reality. Number three, these Nedivei Lev who are digging, they believe in, they're mash'ein, they have a belief. They're leaning on an idea. When you believe in something, you lean on that idea and it dictates your life. It affects your life. You lean on a concept. So they're leaning on an idea, but mash'ein osam, the language of the Pasuk is b'mechokek b'mashen osam. They're leaning on an idea of a mechokek. The Kadosh Baruch Hu carved out a deep part of every Jew that doesn't fade just because a Jew is disobedient to Kadosh Baruch Hu's word. Okay, so think about that today. Have a day of a leaning on an idea that everyone has a deep sense of Judaism. Okay.